Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Oil and gas executives were at the White House yesterday, I guess. They were meeting with the energy secretary, not the president. He was meeting with the wind energy people. And Manny and I just talked to Rory O'Neill about putting a sail on our cars. So we could cut down on our price of gas. It might be a good idea. Rory, you can follow him on Twitter at Radio Rory. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you don't generate enough hot air for everybody? What's going on?
Oh, I generate more than enough hot air. Wow. Why is this shot across the bow? Smithwick has been around already. Holy moly.
It's the Irish coffee to treat this throat problem I've had.
You got a throat problem? I haven't noticed.
Just yeah, there you go. Yeah, you got a guy. No, just a sore throat. Feel fine otherwise. It's not COVID.
Have you taken a test? Are you taking a test?
I did.
Yeah. Well, that's not the test I was talking about, but okay.
No. Gotcha. IQ?
Yeah,
I failed an IQ test.
I understand that. Yeah. So what came out of this? First of all, the energy secretary is a former governor of Michigan with zero experience in the field of energy. And so what was she talking to these executives about?
Well, essentially, they're trying to change the messaging is what's happening. Again, all this is politics. After the meeting, everyone said nice things about each other, and it was a productive dialogue and all that stuff. But gas is not going to be $2.49 next weekend. Let's make that clear.
It's not?
It's not. Okay. And what's interesting, though, is that this administration has shown a clear disdain for the petroleum industry. And I think they're just trying to put a different bit of lipstick on that pig because, obviously you can't be fighting an industry that is the backbone of this national economy.
Right.
And really the issue, I think this was a closed door meeting, but judging by some of the comments, it looks like they spent most of the time talking about refining capacity, which is really the big stumbling block now. Refineries are 94% capacity. They can't really squeeze out much more gas than they do. And we haven't built a new refinery here since 1977.
Yeah, amazing. We had an expert on yesterday talking about some of these things. Who's really mad are the mom-and-pop gasoline station owners.
Right.
Because the day before, the president said, be patriotic and drop the price. Well, I think he believes that Chevron and Exxon own these stations. More than 90% are owned by, the guy who lives next door to you. You know what I mean?
Right.
And they're mad because they're in a hole because they're putting... They have a line of credit. That's how they buy gasoline. And
sure.
So much of that line of credit is under the ground because they buy it when they can. And so they're getting crushed. And can someone please have this conversation with the administration? Because it doesn't seem to make any sense.
Right, because that mom and pop gas station owner needs you to come in and buy a Diet Coke and a Snickers bar.
That's where they make their money. It's not on gasoline. Right. But the gasoline draws you in.
Right.
And because you have to go there. And it's, I might as well get the Coke here. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, of course, use those sterling bathrooms that they all have. Any port in a storm.
Right.
I always say. So, So there's that. I hope you have a wondrous weekend. It's a glorious weekend. And I will talk to you sometime next week. I'm off Monday and Tuesday. Off to
must be nice.
Off to your area of the world.
Oh,
Boston.
Oh, okay.
So
give them my best.
Yeah, I will. All right. Thanks, Roy. We will talk to you. Let's see when
next week.
That's Wednesday. I'll see you
all
Wednesday.
Right.